Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I'm so glad we're here together again for the Morning Mindset. It's time for you and for me to get our minds and our hearts aligned with the truth of God. Today, we are continuing in Proverbs chapter number 8, verses 17 through 21. We are in a section of the book of Proverbs where the writer Solomon has personified wisdom as a woman who is calling out and who is teaching us what wisdom is really like. We are in verses 17 through 21 of chapter 8, and she says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me." Now, that may sound a little strange to begin with, because most of us, I think, would say that we love people who love us. But the point here that I think is being made is that when people love wisdom, this character of wisdom that Solomon is portraying says, "I really love that because I know that they are seeking what is good. They're seeking what is best for their lives and what will bring the greatest honor to God because they are seeking wisdom." Wisdom is one of those characteristics that just enriches our lives in every way. We can see that as we continue in verse 18. It says, "Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield is better than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the paths of justice, granting an inheritance to those who love me and filling their treasuries." Now, there's a lot of language there that makes it sound like if you are a wise person, you will be extremely wealthy in a financial sense. And while that could be true, and while that may be one of the outgrowths of wisdom in a person's life, because they have shrewd, wise perspectives on finances, and they're able to handle their finances well and make good investments, those sorts of things, there is a broader and bigger picture being painted here. We are being told that wisdom enables our lives to be filled with goodness, to be filled with wealth of all types, not just the financial type. Notice that she says her fruit, the outcome of living in a wise way, is better than, and then gives gold, fine gold, silver. And why is that? Well, verse 20 fills us in. "Because I walk in the way of righteousness and in the paths of justice." You see, wisdom leads us in right living. You may have noticed the title for this episode, "The Idyllic Life." Now, idyllic means something that's ideal, something that's perfect. And that's how I hear this section of Proverbs, is wisdom promising us that when we embrace wisdom and when we seek wisdom in a diligent way, we begin to experience our lives turning out in a better way than they did before. And that better way grows and grows and grows, perhaps not to the point that it becomes idyllic in the sense that it's perfect, because we still live in a fallen world and we still are going to experience the trials and difficulties that exist on the planet. But the way that we respond to them and the fruit that comes of our lives as we respond to them is going to be worlds apart from what it was before, because wisdom is guiding us. Notice in verse 21, it says, "The fruit of wisdom grants an inheritance to those who love her," who love wisdom, "and fills their treasuries." Friends, don't you want a life that is better than the one you have now? And I'm not asking that simply from a selfish perspective. I'm asking it from a perspective of lying on your deathbed years from now and looking back and feeling a sense of satisfaction and contentment and ease, knowing that the way you lived your life was the way you should have lived your life. Wisdom is what enables us to have that sort of a perspective and to know that we have lived a life that is pleasing to God. Jesus, guide us in wisdom. Teach us more and more how to embrace wisdom, how to find it, how to understand it so that we can apply it in our lives. We don't want to live just wasted lives where the moments of our lives just tick away on this planet and we have nothing to show it. We want to be people who honor you and deliver over to you at that final judgment lives that showed your glory and pointed others to you simply from how they were lived. We ask you to do this in us, Jesus, and give us the courage to do it ourselves. In Jesus' name.